But based on these findings and similar findings about the Pfizer vaccine, it looks like a third shot of these vaccines should suffice. You know, no need for a whole new vaccine specifically targeted at Omicron. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci at today's White House briefing.
Our booster vaccine regimens work against Omicron. At this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster. And so the message remains clear. If you are unvaccinated, get vaccinated, and particularly in the arena of Omicron, if you are fully vaccinated, get your booster shot.
What do we know so far about Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah. So scientists are doing similar experiments testing the J&J vaccine alone, as well as the J&J vaccine with a Pfizer booster right now, and expect to have some results by early next week.
At this point, where do things stand with Omicron in this country?
Yeah, so Omicron's already been detected in at least 33 states and is spreading fast. It's already been detected in 13% of samples in the New York and New Jersey area, for example. And based on how fast Omicron's spreading in other countries, it seems like Omicron's on a trajectory to overtake Delta and quickly become the dominant mutant in this country within weeks. So that's, you know, setting off big alarm bells, especially because Delta is already surging across the country, pushing many hospitals to their limit and killing more than 1,100 people a day. I talked with one researcher today who's advising the CDC, who says in the most pessimistic scenario, things could get as bad as last winter's horrific surge. But she stresses there's so much uncertainty about Omicron, it's really impossible to really know at this point how bad things might get.